This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Morning is a great thing, isn't it? Isn't it fantastic how God has organized life into days? And no matter what happened yesterday, there's a new start today. I love that about life. And we can build on yesterday and work on our lives, but in a sense, we can leave the yesterday behind and move on with God. And that's why taking time with God each morning is such an important part of your day. Setting your agenda for your day with God at the center of it. Putting God first makes a statement, not just to somebody else who might know you're having a quiet time with God, but it sends a message to yourself. That this is really important, that you're going to discipline yourself to have time with God each day. And as you do that, it's so important to learn the lesson that we're talking about this week, which is waiting for God. Waiting for God. Here's what Lamentations chapter 3, verse 25, and a few verses after it say in the Bible. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the person who seeks him. It's good that he waits silently for the salvation of the Lord. It's good for a man that he should bear the yoke in his youth. Let him sit alone and be silent, since God has laid it on him. And he goes on from there. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. You know, there are so many blessings in the Bible associated with waiting on the Lord or waiting for the Lord. The Lord is good to those who wait for him. Don't get in such a rush in your life that you don't spend time just waiting for God to give you a sense of leading, a sense of guidance. Taking time to just open your Bible, get on your knees, acknowledge to God that he is the king of your life, the king of this universe, and that he has the right to lead and direct you in his time, and that you trust him, that he's organizing your life. And then ask him to lead you and guide you in your thinking, and read the Bible, and see what God does in your heart and mind, and be ready to wait. That the answer may not come instantly. There may be some months when God is wanting things to percolate in your mind, or there's some specific person he's going to bring across your path that's going to make a significant difference in how you make your decision. Wait for God. Learn to listen and wait, because when you wait, you discover God's will and purpose for your life. Impatience can so often cause us to miss God's best for us, and we end up having to take a detour to get back on God's path for our lives. And whatever you're waiting for or trusting God for, you know, God is never late. He knows just the right time to respond, to answer your prayer. Be assured that he hasn't forgotten you, but that he is at work, and learn to wait for him. That waiting process may be hard, you may find yourself getting impatient, but in the end, you'll be so glad you waited, because what God brings at the end of the waiting is always the best thing. The best thing. Sometimes it takes us a while to see that, but in the end, when you trust God, God always comes through. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.